As many of you know, we are definitely still in a housing crisis. And not only that, for those in our community, we've been affected even more so. And today we have the pleasure of speaking with Julius Cartwright. He's the president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. And there are some great things that are going on that he's going to tell us about that can help our community and get the housing crisis somewhat settled down a little bit. How are you today, Julius?
I'm fantastic. And you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, I want to ask you, what is the state of housing in Black America right now?
The state of housing in Black America right now is probably at one of its lowest points in American history. We have this event coming up on Monday, August 6th at Tri-C campus to really talk about these issues and, more importantly, provide solutions to what we feel is a critical mass to the African-American community right now at this point in time in history, because you have 40% of African-Americans that have negative net worth, and the average net worth, depending on whose study you're looking at, is somewhere between $4,900 and $5,700. And a lot of that is attributed to the lack of ownership of real estate.
Right. So now the event that you mentioned, that's of course going to be the State of Housing in Black America Issues Forum going down Monday, August 6th from 1:30 to 4:30. Tell us about the things that will be going on during this event.
Yeah, during that event, we're going to be focusing on three areas: foreclosure mitigation, disaster recovery, and neighborhood blight, which is affecting everybody and a lot of communities, and as well as small businesses. We're also going to be making some announcements about some solutions and some opportunities that we're going to be looking to utilize to drive these different venues. Number one is we're going to be looking to assist those who are in trouble in need of assistance with foreclosure, possibly foreclosure mitigation or getting a loan modification. Secondarily, we're going to be talking about solutions in terms of driving home ownership to bring up consumer confidence, because the vast majority of the people and our members have been trying to educate people that now is the time to buy. America's on sale with the lowest interest rates in American history, some of the lowest property price points in American history, and we need to be taking advantage of that opportunity to help close this wealth gap.
Right, right. Okay, now, one of those solutions that was recently announced that you guys are working on is called the Homeowners Assurance Program. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. We use a lot of acronyms in our organization. That acronym is referred to as HAP, H-A-P, not to be confused with HAMP, H-A-M-P, which is a government modification program. But our program is a private program where we partner, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, have partnered with SRP Development and our Wall Street partners to create the Homeowners Assurance Program. And we have $1.8 billion of capital to acquire bank-owned property, as well as what we refer to as NPLs, which stands for non-performing loans. In essence, layman terms, delinquent borrowers that may be with the banks, we can buy those loans and help keep individuals in their homes. So that's a good solution model. We know there's a lot of solutions that attribute to solving the crisis, but we know that this is really one of the critical ones and one of the ways we can play a very meaningful role in the communities that we serve.
Let's say I'm a homeowner and right now I'm facing foreclosure and, you know, things aren't looking good for me at all. When I hear about the HAP program, why should I be excited? How specifically will that help me?
If you're a homeowner and you're in the process of losing your home, the HAP program may not excite you unless we purchase your loan.
Gotcha.
If we purchase your loan, then we can reduce your principal, give you a loan modification. We can restructure that loan for you.
Okay.
However, if you are facing foreclosure, we can still assist you in the loan modification side, helping you be in a position to get that loan salvaged. And we're going to be announcing a solutions model event that we're going to have going on later on this month with Freddie Mac, where we're going to be working with some of the local and regional banks right here in Northeast Ohio to help work through some of the challenges that individuals have been facing with these modifications. So we're going to have another event following this event on August 6th that's going to be geared up specifically to make that happen.
From what you've told us so far, you know, this is definitely something that our community needs to know. We definitely need to be more vigilant when it comes to home ownership and keeping ourselves in our homes. So with that in mind, how can our listeners get more information about not only the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, but also about the State of Housing in Black America forum that's coming up on Monday, and also about the HAP program? Is there a website that we can refer them to?
Yes, that website is www.narab.com. But I would strongly urge anyone that is listening to really come out to the SHIVA event, the State of Housing in Black America. That's where it starts, because you got to understand your history. You got to understand the impact that this is having on our communities, which most people know surface-wise.
Right.
But you need to see the statistical data. And we have a U.S. Senator, Sherrod Brown, who will be there as well.
Excellent.
And they need to see that data, and then there are going to be a series of announcements, a series of partnerships, and solution discussion that they need to really be a part of and really understand it. And we're going to be doing some ongoing things here in Northeast Ohio to make an impact in Cleveland.
Absolutely. Okay, and once again, that's the State of Housing in Black America Issues Forum. That is happening on Monday, August 6th, from 1:30 to 4:30 at the Tri-C Metro Campus. And this event is free and open to the public as well. So you don't have to pay anything. Just bring yourself and be ready to be educated. All right, Julius Cartwright, the president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, want to thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.